on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
I am so glad that we met at C. Bertrand's going away party. I mean, we obviously had worked together and met before, but I'd never gotten into conversation about movies with you, and you take this very seriously.
Oh, yeah. I love movies. I have since I was a kid, so I enjoy talking about movies.
How many did you see in the past year, do you think?
In the past year, it's well over 300, because it's about at least, I stream at least about a movie a day.
Wow. And you and Kevin Powell both told me to watch one battle after another. Mm-hmm. I took the assignment seriously. I watched over the weekend. I was blown away. Not the style of movie I would usually turn to. Not content that I'd ever seen in movies before.
Yeah, he's a very interesting filmmaker. He's one of the best, Paul Thomas Anderson. Any one of his movies that you choose in a queue is going to be good. It's going to be outstanding.
Okay. Let's talk about Sorry Baby. Is this one that you're telling me I should absolutely see?
Oh, you have to. It's easily one of the best of the year. Took me by surprise. I hadn't heard anything about it, and it was one of those pleasant surprises. It's from a new actor, actress, director. She's called Eva Victor, and she wrote this, she directed it, and she stars in it, and all three are excellent. And to find out that she's kind of a local girl. She went to a college at Northwestern University where she studied acting and playwriting about 10 or 11 years ago. But it's a great movie. It's a very smart and it's about a very smart person who's independent but kind of emotionally troubled young college professor of literature in rural New England. Her name is Agnes. She's funny, and so is her best friend, Liddy, and you'll just love both of them. Naomi Ackie plays Liddy, and they have playful banter and observations, and it's just a chuckle fest. It's just so funny to start off, but it turns very serious when Agnes suffers a trauma that we don't see, and then she has trouble dealing with it. And I'll let you find out what that is, but this is a must-see movie. It's easily one of the best movies of the year. It's very compelling storytelling.
Kevin Powell, have you seen that one?
No, I cannot. I love the movies, but I cannot keep up with Ron Brown. But this one's on the list.
Well, this one is streaming right now on HBO Max.
Okay. And what is the one with Daniel Craig in it that you were raving about?
Oh, that one's the brand new Knives Out movie called Wake Up Dead Man.
Which I love the first two. This has become such a fun film series, Ron, where it's similar characters, but... And really, the main character has been in all three. He's the detective.
Benoit Blanc.
And it's just these fun mystery movies.
Yeah,
and
it's Agatha Christie-like.
Yeah, and they're done really well, and there's always a great cast involved. And this one's coming to streaming tomorrow, correct, Ron?
Yeah, it's going to be streaming tomorrow. And the cast that you mentioned, Andrew Scott, Glenn Close, Thomas Hayden Church, Jeremy Renner, Mila Kunis. They're just all just great. And also, there's the new guy, Josh O'Connor, which if you saw the movie Challengers, he stars in it, and he's absolutely excellent.
I love that franchise, The Knives Out. I have watched the first two, so tell me the name of that one again.
Wake Up Dead Man.
Okay.
And that's from Ryan Johnson. So he's the writer director. He's done a Star Wars movie. He did a Breaking Bad episode called Ozymandias, and he also did the Poker Face TV show on Peacock that just got canceled, unfortunately. But you see his name associated with something, it's usually going to be pretty good.
Okay, about the Golden Globes, we didn't get a chance to discuss this. Were you taken back by anyone that was snubbed, or do you believe that they got it right?
No, I think that they're getting better. They were bad for a long time. They were well investigated. The LA Times, an investigation, it showed that there were allegations that they were kind of taking bribes from the studios to get certain actors or certain movies nominated or to even win. And that was long, a suspicion with the Golden Globes, because they were really puzzling. There'd be bad movies and they were winning awards. And it was like, what's going on here? But that's changed. They've been taken over by Dick Clark Productions, and they've expanded who can vote on these winners. And last year, they were pretty good. So this year, looking at the nominees, I don't see any problems at all. The only problem I have with the Golden Globes is the Best Musical or Comedy nominees. And that's just a category that is puzzling because none of them are actually comedies or musicals. So I think that they just move, you know, dramatic movies that have some kind of humor in them into that category. But, yeah, you got to forgive them. They'll find their own way. But it looks like it'll be a good, you know, a good broadcast. It'll air in January on NBC.
It's always my favorite because they let the stars drink. They have a lot of champagne at the table. I think it's a little looser and more fun. That is the Golden Globes, right?
Yeah, that is. You know, the Ricky Gervais.
It's awesome.
I think it's Nikki Glaser is going to be doing that again this year. So it is. It's a lot of fun. It's enjoyable. But for the most part, I don't think too many people take the winners all that seriously, but I think they're going to start doing that now because they've got some good nominees this year.
That's wonderful. Okay, it's going to be freezing cold this weekend, so you're telling me I should watch Sorry Baby?
Yes.
The new one, the Knives Out franchise movie.
Yes,
right?
That's on Netflix.
And is there one other suggestion that you could give our audience?
Well, I liked Blue Moon. It's Ethan Hawke movie about the songwriter Lorenz Hart from Rodgers and Hart. I thought it was fascinating. It's very talky. It's like a play. And I just thought it was really interesting. Very, very well written. And Ethan Hawke was nominated for a Golden Globe for his acting. And he is very, very good. He plays an unlikable guy. You know, he's kind of like a pain. But he's very, very smart and very witty and sometimes very mean.
Wonderful. And someone on the text line saying, great recommendation on One Battle After Another. Lockjaw walks a lot like Bovino.
He's right about
hilarious.
That.
Similar haircuts, too.
Yeah. Ron, thanks so much for coming in. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.